In today's Mishnah, we'll learn the 8th and 9th Mishnah from the 27th Perek Masechta Kelim. The Mishnah begins, V'chen beged sharag bo shalosh al shalosh. Similarly, if we have a piece of fabric that was woven to the sides of 3x3 etzba'ot, so the finger width, therefore it's the size that is acceptable to other forms of tumah. Aside from Tumat Midras, as we mentioned yesterday's Mishnah, it'd have to be the size of 3x3 tefachim. And v'nit mal b'tamemet, meaning it became an ava tumah by being in contact with a corpse or in the same room as a corpse, for example. V'shlim alavet et kol habeged, and then more fabric was added to this 3x3 patch until it became proper beged. Now, the whole beged then will be also considered an avatuma because it's now part and parcel, it's connected to this small patch that was an avatuma. And then after that, natal chut echad mitchilato. And then after that, a small piece of thread was removed from that small 3x3 patch such that it is no longer susceptible to tuma if it was on its own. Therefore, we say it's tahor, it's now tahor from the fact that it was tamemet, meaning it's no longer an avatuma. Aval, it's tame maga tmemet. Meaning, since this whole garment, which is connected to this small patch, was in contact with it when it was an avat tumah, therefore now the whole garment is a rishon tumah, meaning something was in contact with something that was tmemet. Natal achud achat mitchilato. So this is now going to contrast with the case we mentioned in yesterday's Mishnah. If you, however, took one thread from that small patch that was tamemet from the outset, such that it is no longer the size of the minimum size of susceptibility to tumah, v'achar kach hishlim alav et kol habeged, and then it was added to, or whole beged was completed, we say the whole beged is completely tahor. Why? Mipnei amu shalosh al shalosh nitma'at tahor. That is because in this case, as opposed to yesterday, we're dealing with a case where it was a size of 3x3 etzba'ot. And if it's reduced from that size, no matter what tumah it had, it now becomes completely tahor. It's not considered a kli really anymore. It's not susceptible to tumah. Therefore, if it was tameh, it's tahor. Aval, however, in yesterday's Mishnah, when we were discussing the 3x3 tfachim piece of fabric, aval shalosh shalosh, if that's nitma'at, if that is reduced from the size of 3x3, and it was tameh midras initially, afal pi shatol mi midras, despite the fact it is no longer susceptible to, is no longer tameh midras, because it's no longer susceptible to tameh midras, it's still bigger than 3x3 etzba'ot, so it's still a kli. It's still susceptible to other forms of tumah, so therefore it's tameh, it's nonetheless still tameh to other forms of tumah. So that is why in yesterday's Mishnah, despite the fact it was reduced from minimum size, since it was still, as we explained towards the end of the shir, since it is still susceptible to tumah, it was defined as something that is maga midras, it was in contact with something that was tameh midras, and that's why when you added to it, the whole beged was maga midras, whereas today, if once it's reduced from less than 3x3 etzba'ot, fingers width, it is not acceptable to tumah at all. It's completely tahor, and adding and increasing the size, it will still be tahor unless other sources of tumah are introduced. Let's learn the 9th Mishnah, Sadin Shehu Tameh Midras. And we've actually discussed this Mishnah, and there was a Mishnah article on the website that we wrote regarding that back when we learned the 20th Perek. And that is a case as follows. We have a bed sheet that was used as a bed sheet, and a Zav lay on it, and it became Tameh Midras, so it's an Avatuma. Vasa, and it was repurposed to make a Vilon, to make a screen to cover a door, like a door screen. Back in the 20th Perek, we were discussing exactly how much of a modification is required for this following halacha to be implemented, and that is, we said it's tahor min midras. It's no longer acceptable to tameh midras, because once it's functioning as a screen, it's no longer fit for lying on, and therefore it's not acceptable to midras at all. Aval tameh maga midras, nonetheless, according to this first opinion, since it was tameh midras in the past, the fact that it's hung upon the door, still it is susceptible to tumah. And we explained back in the 20th Perek, Mishnah Vav, that is, that the reason why it's still susceptible to tumah, it's still defined as a beged, is because the sun would shine on it, it would warm up, and people would wrap themselves up in this vilon, in this screen for warmth. So therefore, since it's still susceptible to tumah, once you've transitioned from this thing being that was tameh midras, turned into a screen, despite the fact it's no longer tameh midras, is still tameh maga midras. Meaning, since it itself was something that was tameh midras, and it was in contact, if you like, with itself, we'll discuss it in a bit more detail in tomorrow's Mishnah, therefore it's considered maga midras, something was in contact with something that was tameh midras. However, Rabbi Yossi says, no, v'chi be'ezo midras nagazeh. Since when did this screen that's now hanging be into contact with something that's tameh midras? Meaning, according to his rationale, the fact that this tumat midras disappeared from it doesn't make it the vilon itself, something's tame magamidras, as if it was in contact with that tumah midras. It's disappeared. Elim ken, the only way it can be magamidras is if now a zav comes and touches it. In that way, it would be tame magamidras. Interestingly, another way would be magamidras, according to Rabbi Yossi, who would agree that if a zav, for example, stood on this sheet when it was a sheet, barefooted, then not only did he, say, lie on it and make it, or stand on it to make it tumat midras, he also was in contact with it. So in that situation where it was hung up, he would agree that it would be magar midras. The debate here, for example, there was a block of wood on top of the sheet and someone sat on it. In that situation, the only tumah that would be transferred would be actually midras, the fact that he was lying upon this sheet and wasn't in direct contact. It's that that's the subject of debate. Chachamim say, since it was tameh midras, despite the fact that tumah midras is disappearing because it's been repurposed, it was in contact with itself. It is itself. So therefore, it should be tameh magar midras. And Rabbi Yossi says that's not a good enough rationale. Meaning, once a tumah midras disappears, it disappears from this garment, and it would have to have another source of, like a zav, touching it in order to be magar zav, in order to be a rish on the tumah. Those are the Mishnah today. And we'll continue with this debate between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim in tomorrow's Mishnah.